Later today, we get the always highly anticipated Fed decision, and while a rate hold is fully baked in, the market will be wanting to know which way the Fed is leaning with respect to its policy outlook over the coming months. The way things have gone for some time now is that the Fed is committed to a higher-for-longer policy stance, unwilling to bend to the will of the market and tweak policy in a more accommodative investor-friendly direction. Making matters even more complicated for the Fed is the fact that there isn't much for the central bank to grab at as to justify moving away from higher for longer. The U.S. economy has been unexpectedly strong, and all while the Fed needs to continue to worry about inflation risk. And so the net result from a price action standpoint has been a stronger U.S. dollar and lower stock market. Making matters even more complicated in recent months is the fact that what had been a seemingly synchronized tightening exercise across many major central banks is no longer. We've seen many of the other major central banks shift back towards a less hawkish outlook, all while the Fed has maintained its stance. This has only added to U.S. dollar bullishness and downside pressure on stocks. And so, as far as today's communication goes, we don't think the boat will be rocked too much. The Fed will likely keep with its higher for longer policy communication, while also offsetting this somewhat with its reliance on future economic data to determine next steps. That is to say, the Fed will be open to the idea that rates could at some point come down, while maintaining a willingness to do more if needed. In the end, we don't see much fallout in price action in the aftermath of the event risk. That's all for now.